I read this. Melbourne scientists and surgeons have given patients with disabilities the power to work computers with their minds in a world-first bionic spine breakthrough. Professor Peter Mitchell, Neurointervention Service Director at the Royal Melbourne Hospital. Professor, good morning to you. Now, I'm assuming there are two devices. There must be a computer and then something that moves limbs, is there?
So they're not moving limbs yet. So the device is an electrode about the size of a paperclip that's put inside the vein, inside the skull overlying motor cortex. And then there's a lead that connects that to a little telemetry device. Looks a bit like a pacing device on the front of someone's chest. And then an infrared collection device can be put on top of that that then plugs into the computer.
So, Professor, the amazing bionic spine breakthrough, has this news gone around the world? Is everyone going, geez, have a look at that?
Yeah, absolutely. It's we've talked about the experimental basis to developing this. This is the first in humans. So the two patients we've done, first in humans, and it's generating a lot of interest around the world. And it all started here in Melbourne.
So tell us about one of those patients. What are they able to do now that they weren't able to do before you came along?
Both absolutely lovely people who volunteered to join this trial. Our first patient was very active in running his RSL group, but he'd lost the ability to send emails, to use internet banking. If his wife was out, he couldn't text her. All of those things he can now do.
Well, that is rather extraordinary.
Incredible.
And does he do that by somehow using his mind to direct a computer?
Yes. So he's by thinking thoughts, and in fact he thinks a thought to move a certain muscle or move a limb, that electrical signal, while it can't move his own muscle, it is goes down the lead and then it's captured by the computer, and through a learning process he learns to modify that electrical activity to make the computer do what he wants it to do.
Unbelievable. So Professor, I'm assuming that every year you can make this this amazing invention doubly as good. So where can you be in, say, 7 years' time, do you think?
I think the next step is going beyond just controlling a computer to do the things we've just talked about, to actually perhaps moving by robotic limbs, moving a wheelchair. I think the internet of everything, getting control of your house, all of those things are possible.
How does the computer interpret his thoughts?
Yeah, actually, there's a very big team involved in his learning process to modify the electrical signals that come out to change that into either a long click or a short click, and then it's combined with eye tracking to see which part of the screen he's clicking on. So at this stage, it's very early days in terms of what can be achieved. I think it's going to keep going.
So, Professor, apologies for asking the money question, but have you got enough money to take this technology to where it can possibly go?
There's never enough money, but we were very, very fortunate that Minister Greg Hunt announced a grant from the federal government to take this study to a larger number of centres within Australia. Who knows, it may then go to other centres in the States as well. But I'm very proud that this has all happened in Melbourne.
Congratulations to you.
Thanks, Ross.
Professor Peter Mitchell, Neurointervention Service Director at the Royal Melbourne Hospital.
Did you know Professor in a previous life, Ross?
Well, I there were a lot of Peter Mitchells around, so I got Michaela to check, and I said, can you ask the Professor whether he and I know each other? And his response was, yes, he used to come round to my house and freeload.
Oh, get on the beers.